we're on.
The original church on this site was a perfect example of Yankee frugality. For the newly formed Trinity Episcopal Congregation purchased the Unitarian Church located downtown and moved it stone by stone to this location. The founding 12 members were who's who's of Hartford, including Senator James Dixon, who was Connecticut Senator during the Civil War and a friend of the Lincolns, and Hezekiah Huntington, president of the Hartford Fire Insurance, and both of whom had substantial residences on the hill. The current church we see here was built between 1891 and 1898, the congregation constructing it as finances allowed. Reverend Francis Goodwin, who was the former pastor, and his wife donated the cost of the parish house and chapel to be dedicated to their daughter, Lucy Morgan Goodwin, who died as a teenager. Reverend Goodwin, who was himself an amateur architect, probably had some influence over this design, although the design is credited to Frederick Withers of Withers and Dixon of New York. The congregation did consider in the 1920s moving to the suburbs, given the dying off of the older members and their descendants having relocated. As you look at the entrance of the church, you'll see around the windows and the doors details and representations of Old and New Testament characters from the Bible. If you were able to peek inside the church, you would also see that there's no pews, and this was part of the original 1891 design. The congregation wanted more democratic seating, where pews would not be purchased or owned by families, so that visitors, servants, and working class worshipers would feel welcomed.